GPB belongs to Georgia, and you are the center of everything we do. Become a GPB sustainer today or increase your monthly gift to fortify our work, enriching Georgians of all ages. Visit gpb.org to donate today, and thanks.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, wildfires in South Georgia prompt burn bans and worsen air quality. Some Georgia state troopers are fired for seeking payouts from drivers involved in chases. And can Biolab be forced to pay for medical monitoring after a chemical spill? The state's highest court will weigh in.
When there are questions that are unclear that are coming to the federal courts want to make sure that they get it right. And so in this instance, by certifying it to the Georgia Supreme Court, they're saying, look, we don't know the answer to this. How would Georgia decide a question of this matter?
Today is Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Governor Brian Kemp has declared a state of emergency for Middle and South Georgia as multiple wildfires burn. He says the state is using every resource at its disposal to contain the fires, but the dry weather and ongoing drought is fueling them. He's urging Georgians to obey the burn ban.
Well, so it's the worst conditions you could possibly have right now to be fighting fires, which is why we just need the public to help us out. You don't need to be building a campfire. Don't do it.
Other wildfires are burning in neighboring states, and Kemp says Georgia is sharing firefighting equipment with them. He has also requested help from the federal government. Regarding that burn ban, the Georgia Forestry Commission says it includes 91 counties in the lower half of the state. GPB's Devens Wald reports.
Wildland firefighters are already battling wildfires in South Georgia's Clinch County and Brantley County, just west of Brunswick. The Forestry Commission calls this burn ban the first mandatory ban in the agency's history. According to their release, 98% of the state is in moderate to exceptional drought conditions, and April wildfires are above Georgia's five-year average. The ban will last 30 days and could be extended even further. For GPB News, I'm Devens Wald.
That fast-moving wildfire in Brantley County has destroyed about 50 homes. The commission's Seth Hawkins says with just 10% of the fire contained, it's unlikely it will slow down overnight, but fire crews are working on it.
We're doing a lot of fire break installation. We've been doing water dumps all day, picking up in a lake and then dropping water. And that doesn't necessarily put the fire out. It just slows the fire down so that our people on the ground can get a little bit of a head start.
Authorities say at least 800 evacuations have taken place in the county, and five shelters have opened, as the fire threatens about 300 more homes. The Georgia Department of Transportation said the main highway between Nahunta and Brunswick was closed. The fire prompted Brantley County school officials to cancel classes. Moving over to the Clinch County fire, called the Pineland Road Fire, authorities say that massive blaze now has consumed close to 17,000 acres, or about 26 square miles of timberland. The fire is still only about 10% contained. The Forestry Commission's Don Thomas says the fire also burned through areas which should have otherwise, under normal conditions, slowed down the wildfires.
The real issue is the drought, where there's been bays and swamps, for lack of a better way of putting it, streams that would this time of year normally have water. They don't, because they've been without any significant rainfall in a while.
While there are no evacuation orders around the Pineland fire yet, Thomas advises Clinch and Eccles County residents to pay attention to information from their local emergency management agencies. Smoke from the fires has drifted to Atlanta, Savannah, and across the region, while residents in areas closer to the fires were given health warnings. GPB's Grant Blankenship has that story.
According to the EPA's airnow.gov website, the levels of particulates in a wide band across the center of Georgia are in the red zone the agency designates unhealthy to breathe. Dr. Shanti Akers is a pulmonologist at Phoebe Putney Hospital in Albany. She says people with chronic conditions need to be aware.
So, patients who have asthma, COPD, interstitial lung diseases, but also some chronic heart conditions, and along with patients who are pregnant, they should be much more mindful about these guidance.
Akers advises staying indoors, using widely available HEPA-level filters and HVAC systems, and if you have to be outside, Akers says wearing an N95 filter mask is a good idea. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And for more on the South Georgia wildfires, go to gpb.org/news. Three Georgia troopers have been fired after an investigation found they sought payouts from the insurance companies of drivers involved in chases, claiming personal injuries. The Georgia Department of Public Safety said the actions of the three Southeast Georgia-based troopers and their supervisor violated department policy and ethical standards. The supervisor also was fired. The report from an internal investigation says that after using their vehicles to stop a chase, the troopers would send crash reports to a specific private attorney who would file a personal injury claim. Then, according to investigators, the troopers would receive money when an insurance company settled out of court. The Georgia Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on a key question tied to the 2024 biolab fire in Conyers. The court is being asked to weigh in on whether residents exposed to toxic chemicals can force a company to pay for medical monitoring, even if they aren't showing symptoms yet. The case stems from a class action lawsuit filed after the fire at Biolab's Conyers facility, which sent a chemical plume across Rockdale County and Metro Atlanta. University of Georgia law professor Elizabeth Birch says the question was then sent to the state's highest court because federal judges weren't sure how Georgia law applies.
When there are questions that are unclear that are coming to the federal courts want to make sure that they get it right. And so in this instance, by certifying it to the Georgia Supreme Court, they're saying, look, we don't know the answer to this. How would Georgia decide a question of this matter?
Attorneys for Biolab argued Georgia law requires a present physical injury before a company can be held responsible. Attorneys for the plaintiffs argued residents shouldn't have to wait until they're sick, and that the need for medical monitoring is itself a form of harm. A ruling is expected in the coming months. Metro Atlanta Congressman David Scott has died. The 80-year-old Democrat chaired the House Agriculture Committee and was seeking his 13th term in Congress. Governor Brian Kemp called him a stalwart supporter of Georgia agriculture. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens called him a tireless advocate for the people he served. Georgia gubernatorial candidates from both major parties made their pitch to the manufacturing industry during a candidate forum hosted yesterday by the Georgia Association of Manufacturing. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Democrats and Republicans took turns telling Georgia's business community why they are the best person to work with the private sector to increase jobs and grow the workforce in the state. Mike Thurman vowed to encourage more students to consider learning trades.
My favorite slogan is white collar, blue collar, no collar. Not the color of the collar, but the green and the dollar.
Democratic candidates, including Jason Estevez, Jeff Duncan, and Derek Jackson, also participated. Republican candidate and Attorney General Chris Carr touted tax incentives.
They bring jobs to this state, jobs that would not have existed.
Other Republican candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and Rick Jackson, also participated. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
The integrity of Georgia elections has been questioned by President Donald Trump and others since 2020. Now the Postal Workers Union wants to restore voter confidence in voting by mail via the airwaves. GPB's Amanda Andrews has more.
The American Postal Workers Union will begin airing television ads starting this week to promote casting your ballot via mail. The union commissioned a national survey of voters' views on mail-in ballots. It found out of around 1,100 respondents, 62% were confident in the U.S. Postal Service's ability to get ballots where they need to go. Charles Broughton is president of the Georgia Postal Union. He says there's already a lot of people voting by mail in Georgia.
College students, senior citizens, firemen, flight attendants, and men of the military. There's all kinds of jobs that affect voting by mail, where they can't get from their regular job to just going to the polls.
May 8th is the deadline to request an absentee ballot for the primary election. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Construction has begun on a project to turn a gravel parking lot in downtown Augusta into a walkable plaza. The $1.7 million effort in Jones Alley is made possible by federal grants and three property owners. It's aimed at boosting foot traffic as part of a larger downtown revitalization. Google is confirming plans to build a data center in West Georgia. The tech giant yesterday announced a new facility in LaGrange, pledging to pay for its own power and infrastructure and a program to help lower energy costs for homeowners. It would be the company's second data center in Georgia, after one in Metro Atlanta's Douglas County. In sports, the Atlanta Braves have snapped their six-game winning streak last night with a loss to the Washington Nationals 11-4. The Nationals scored three runs before Atlanta starter Ronaldo Lopez retired a hitter.
and the right-hander was done two batters into the second. Meanwhile, Washington's Foster Griffin allowed three runs and five hits in six innings. Rookie Didier Fuentes has been called up from the minor leagues to start tonight's game against Washington, the third of the four-game series. Fuentes has pitched one game in the majors this year, a total of four innings, allowing two hits and striking out four. And that's a wrap on Georgia Today. Make sure you check gpb.org/news for updates to any of these stories, and tune in tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so we pop up in your feed. We're going to have all the latest updates to the wildfire situation that's going on in Georgia. And if you've got feedback or perhaps a story idea for us, you can reach out by email. When you send us a note, it'll go to the whole team. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.